Yes, I think, again, you talk about foundational identity from government or self-sovereign identity there. And the question is, if you claim, if I claim I'm Philip, who believe me, okay? And so, to my point of view, government have a very important role in delivering a foundational identity in the digital space, as they do for my passport. And then I can derive from this foundational identity, I can derive that in self-sovereign identity. So this claim can be transported in other spaces through self-sovereign identity. But at the beginning, how would anybody who don't know me trust the claim that I would say I'm Philip? Nobody. Maybe my bank can say, yes, indeed, it's Philip. But in Switzerland, OK, banks are fine. But in other countries, maybe not, etc. So it's always the question, depending for what. If it's to buy something on eBay, that's fine. People don't need something very, very strict. But if it's about national security, this is a totally different topic. So digital identity is very sensitive, but they're also different perception from one country to another one. And there's the question of privacy. So I don't want, if I'm Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I want to have two digital identity which are totally separated. But a country wants to protect its national security. So if I use the Mr. Hyde identity to do things on Silk Road, which does not exist anymore, but to buy drugs, weapons, or things like that, maybe the states wants to make sure that they will find me back. Okay, but on the other hand, I want that there is no cybersecurity breaches, which allows me to find that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are the same person in a way that I don't like to be there.